कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षर समुद्भवं तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्म नित्यं यज्ञे प्रतिष्ठितम्। हियर कृष्णा इज टेलिंग कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि, वेयर डस कर्म कम फ्रॉम? फ्रॉम ब्रह्म उद्भवम। सो हियर ब्रह्मा, द वर्ड ब्रह्मा कैन हैव मेनी मीनिंग्स एंड हियर ब्रह्मा रेफर्स टू द वेदास। ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि, ब्रह्म अक्षर समुद्भवम्। अक्षर रेफर्स टू द इम्पेरिशेबल, सो अक्षर हियर रेफर्स टू गॉड। ब्रह्म अक्षर समुद्भवम् तस्माद् सर्वगतम् ब्रह्म, द ऑल परवेडिंग ब्रह्म नित्यम यज्ञ प्रतिष्ठितम् इज मैनिफेस्टेड इन यज्ञ। सो नाउ हियर वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन, व्हाट इज द लाइन ऑफ थॉट दैट कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग थ्रू दिस साइकिल टू दिस चेन। सो यज्ञ, Krishna is explaining the rationale of yajna. And look, by looking at the conclusion, we can go backwards. So he says, yajna pratishthitam. In yajna it is present. What is present? The all-pervading Brahma. Sarvagatam Brahma. That means, now, God of the Absolute Truth is everywhere. But he is not accessible everywhere to us. Just as electricity is present everywhere, but we cannot just touch our hand and get electricity at all. If we get anything, we'll get mostly a shock. Moisture is there in the atmosphere, but if I want to drink water, I cannot just hang my tongue out and get the moisture. The moisture has to manifest in an accessible form. It has to be converted probably through clouds, through rains, through rivers, through taps into a glass, and then I can drink it. So, the important point is that Asmat Sarvagatam Brahma. So, Brahma becomes accessible to us Nityam Yajne Pratishthitam. Yajne refers to the all-pervading Brahman. Yajne refers to the fire sacrifice, the principle of sacrifice. So, what is being said over here is that yajna might, we may understand what is this yajna, why is it being performed, what is its rationale. So all that is being explained over here by saying that in yajna the all-pervading absolute truth becomes manifested. So karma brahmodbhavam vidhi, let's go back to the start now. So basically Krishna is telling that you can access the spiritual absolute truth through yajna. Now if you look back at the causal chain, अन्नाद् भवन्ति भूतानि, सो लिविंग बींग सब्सिस्ट ऑन ग्रेन्स, पर्जन्याद् अन्न संभव, ग्रेन्स कम फ्रॉम रेन्स, यज्ञाद् भवति पर्जन्यो, यज्ञ कम्स फ्रॉम द रेन्स कम फ्रॉम यज्ञ, यज्ञ कर्म समुद्भव, एंड देन यज्ञ कम्स फ्रॉम, यज्ञ इज अ पार्ट ऑफ कर्म, कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवम विद्धि, कर्म कम्स फ्रॉम शास्त्र एंड शास्त्र कम्स फ्रॉम गॉड, ब्रह्म अक्षर समुद्भवम। सो इन दिस वे we have a whole cycle which originates in this absolute truth, akshara. The karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. Now, how do we move forward from this point? We understand that actually when a person is performing yajna, that leads to satisfaction of the gods. The immediate cosmic cycle is mentioned over here that we satisfy the gods and the gods satisfy us. That is true. But beyond that, Krishna has also said, Shreya Paramavapsita. They get the ultimate benefit. The ultimate benefit is that yajna not only arranges for grains, but also gives access to the absolute truth. Now, whatever yajna is performed, it may be for certain devatas, but in chanting of the mantras, Vishnu is usually there. And Vishnu is at the heart of the prayers, and by that, by those prayers, Vishnu actually is invoked. So, the principle of sacrifice has its purpose of making the transcendental absolute truth accessible to us. So, in the Upanishads, yajna
is envisioned as a bridge
between our world and the transcendental world. That means Yajna is envisioned as a connecting link between us and Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. So, what exactly happens when we do Yajna? Actually, when we do Yajna, we approach the Lord. How? We connect with Him because the principle of sacrifice means we give up something lower for something higher. We give up that something which is materially attractive to us for the sake of spiritual growth, ultimately. There might be some material reciprocation that may also be happening, but at least there is a raising of consciousness because there is an increased awareness that there is a higher reality in nature. That things are not just simplistically to be reduced at the mundane level. Now, karma brahmo bhavam vidhi. So, the reason that is being talked about is that if we just assume that our duties are what society has taught us, what the culture defines our duties to be, then we will not be able to attain the absolute truth. To attain the absolute truth, we need to recognize that actually there is a sense of duty which transcends which has to transcend our social, cultural and other such designations. That is a transcendental duty. So scriptures do talk about our worldly duties also, and they talk about our transcendental duties also. So karma brahma udbhavam vidhi brahmakshara samudbhavam. So we learn about our duties from scripture, and ultimately scripture comes from God. And in that way, God becomes accessible to us. So this principle of access to God is very important. Otherwise, yajna can become a waste of time and even a waste of resources. There are some people who light a fire sacrifice, and then by lighting the fire sacrifice, they use the same yajna from the fire from the fire sacrifice to light the bidi that they are drinking, that they are smoking. It's a travesty of sacrifice. Actually, yajna has to be done by people who are pure. And if somebody is as impure as is indicated by the lighting of this thing, then it is a total travesty of what yajna is meant to be. But when yajna is performed properly, then there is an acknowledgement of the higher forces in the universe, and ultimately there is acknowledgement of the highest person, that is Krishna, the highest absolute truth. And in that way, the consciousness expands. In that way, the person rises to a higher understanding of reality. Now, the question comes up, how will one know how far one is to one is on the spiritual journey when one is doing yajna? There are different kinds of yajna, and the karmakandi yajnas will take one very slowly onwards. They will take one onwards, but very slowly. Whereas the devotional yajnas will help one to go much faster. Now, in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan Yajna is recommended. And sometimes the question comes up that is it that just to gain the prestige of Yajna to the process of Kirtan, this compound idea, compound word of Sankirtan Yajna has been created? Yajna should, doesn't Yajna mean sacrifice? Then fire sacrifice, then how can Sankirtan, where there is no fire, there is no nothing like that, how can that be called as a yajna? So, actually, it's not something which is just done extraneously to add prestige to Sankirtan. Actually, the principle is that we offer our externals so that we can offer our internals. The idea of yajna is of connecting with God. Even when we give charity of any kind, we offer some ahuti in sacrifice. The idea is what? We want to offer our internal, we want to offer our heart to God. But because our heart is caught up in the world, caught up in so many things in this world, so we offer what is in our heart to God. So money is in my heart, I will offer that to God. So the things that money can buy are there in my heart, I will offer those things to God. So, when the Ahuti is offered in Yajna, the important thing is not just the lighting of a fire and putting of the oblation in the fire. The point is offering for God what is in one's heart, so that one offers a heart, offers a part of one's heart to God. One gives a place in at least one part of one's heart to God. Now, when we chant the holy names, we are also doing the same thing. When we are chanting, we are invoking Krishna's presence, and then we are offering him our consciousness. Now, ultimately, where our consciousness is, that is where our heart will be eventually. So, when we offer our consciousness to Krishna, we are essentially offering our heart to him. And in this way, we move forward in our spiritual journey in going closer to Krishna through implementing the principle of sacrifice. Sankirtan Yajna is also Yajna in which the consciousness is the ahuti that is offered in the fire of the holy name. And that also takes us efficaciously. In this age, it is the supremely efficacious way of going closer to the absolute truth. Thank you.